Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, you weren't available on the weekend. You were away doing your doing fun stuff. But I got myself involved on behalf of Danon Mason.
I was in the boot.
At the Midsummer Carnival because I was part of that Go-Get activation where the lovely people at Go-Get gave us a couple of cars and then it was our jobs to go and pick up people, punters, and take them to and from the carnival.
Did they check your license?
Yes.
Breathalyze you?
No, didn't. No need because the instruction was to not drink alcohol.
Oh, that's sensible.
Yeah. I think basically if you hire yourself a Go-Get car, you're operating under the regular Victoria Police laws.
Yes.
Dano.
Just checking.
But one of the people that we did go and pick up, I was travelling in the car with young Benjamin Norris, who nobody's heard of.
Big brother.
yeah, Ben Norris from Big Brother, who's lovely. And we went to pick up the lovely Benny Lola and we struck up quite the rapport and she now joins us in the studio. Benny, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we got you to the station on to the big stage on time.
Oh, mate, if you hadn't have driven me, it would have been great. Like, and also it was good because I started doing my makeup in the car, which I didn't think I could do. But, you know, I pushed myself. It was.
But a lot of that could be because the car was accidentally stationary for 30 minutes.
Look, but even when we were driving, I was still going, Del. Oh, the bloody gun. It's great.
And still wearing the makeup. Very impressive.
I've changed it since then.
Oh, yeah, no.
I took it off and I put it back on again.
How did your show go at Midsummer?
Oh, it was great. We love performing at Midsummer Carnival. Because
that stage was amazing. Like, it was going off, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the crowd is, first of all, the crowd's amazing. Everybody's there because they want to have fun. They want to celebrate. They want to enjoy their life or their day or their minute. That they're with friends they haven't seen for ages. And we had a dance competition at one point, and two of the people that we pulled up, it was their first Midsummer.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. And if you're listening, if it was your first Midsummer this year, like, hashtag yummy the show, because I will personally wish you a happy first Midsummer.
Aww.
Because it's really cute.
I don't remember my first Midsummer. Do you?
Oh, no. Back in the day, back in the 30s, 40s, something like that.
She's jaded. When was yours?
Maybe 6 years ago.
But you've always performed at Midsummer. You've not just been a punter.
No, no. The first Midsummer I went to, I was a punter.
Hmm.
Yes. And the second one, I was doing stage management, so I wasn't technically performing.
I was going to actually come down and watch the show, but I had to do other lifts, and I'm glad I didn't, because now that I know you're dragging people out of the crowd and making them dance.
Oh, I would have looked at you and said, you know what, I think you're living.
Just had enough. I
think you're living in a way that's more for you,
yeah,
you know?
I don't think
you can live for these 10,000 people. I don't think you can.
And what is that your crowd estimate? Because there's a lot of people there.
It's about 10,000, yeah.
I have to get Gabby Glow in from Victoria Police because she's good at a crowd estimate. Yes.
It is a skill.
Mm. It's a skill.
Hey, tell me about Yummy.
Okay, well, I can tell you, or do you want me to, like, tell you the full blurb?
Talk about Yummy as if I've never heard of Yummy.
And we're in an elevator and you've got a minute.
Great. So Yummy is a drag pop cabaret featuring a variety of performers, including bio queens, drag queens, burlesque dancers, singers, contemporary dancers, and occasionally trapeze artists and hula hoopists. And it is a show that will take you on a roller coaster ride of hilarity, joy, and sometimes sentiment like you've never witnessed before.
All Australian?
All the performers.
Like, is it based in Australia, the company?
The company is based in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But if you trace...
I just threw that in because you have a non-discernible accent.
Look, I'm Aussie as a meat pie, mate. But we've been here 12 years.
I did love that. She threw in Benny Lola threw in a bit of Aussie in the car the other day and we got it on video, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I've been here 12 years, but obviously I grew up in America and my family's from Barbados. And it is really cute, though, because whenever there's certain acts that I do that are definitely more Caribbean songs, and whenever I do them somebody will come up to me afterwards and be like, are you from the Caribbean? Are you from Brampton? Oh, my God. Because there's like three of us in Australia.
It's yeah.
And I know all three. Hi, Shoni. The company is based in Melbourne, but if you trace all of our roots back, I think that we've got Sweden, Poland, Kenya, Barbados.
United Nations.
I could be wrong about all of those, so don't quote me on any of them.
Nobody's quoting you on anything.
Great.
Perhaps ever.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So performing tonight, I understand. So is this part of the Midsummer? You're in Midsummer now?
Yes.
In
Midsummer performance? Yes. So Yummy has a normal Yummy show, which goes for 2 hours, but we tailor-made a show for Midsummer called Summer Treats.
Highlights.
So it's a, yeah. Well, actually, it's not a highlight show. No, it's just
chicken.
It's a grab bag.
No, it's a whole new show that we make just for Midsummer. And we did it the first time last year at Gasworks. And because this time Tanza couldn't be with us because she's off recording her new album, which is amazing, Valerie Hex will be stepping in as the fifth member for the Summer Treats cast. It's a smaller cast. And I was thinking about it on the way here, and I think between last year's Midsummer Summer Treats and this year's Summer Treats, there's about 15 minutes of content that's the same.
Right.
Everything else is totally different. We have, like, Yummy has lost their mind. I'm very excited to see the crowd's reactions to the shows. So it's on tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Melba Spiegel tent in Collingwood.
Easy for you to say. 35 Johnson Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where is the Melba Spiegel tent in Collingwood?
It's basically, do you know where Circus Oz is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically Circus Oz office is on the Perry Street side.
Yep.
And then Melba Spiegel tent is on the Johnson Street side.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so it's between Smith Street and Hoddle Street, and it's pretty much the corner of Hoddle and Johnson Street.
Yep, I know where you are.
And it's only $20 and $25.
Yeah.
Bookings at midsummer.org.au. Easy.
Yes, and we also have a really, really special and really ridiculous thing that we're doing on Friday afternoon.
This is random. You texted me this today and I was like, okay.
It's random as mate.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, Emmy, was telling me about this like a fundraising thing that you can do where a company called Taste Point, if you can get 60 people together to just eat some meat, they donate money to your cause. And so, you know, so I brought the idea to James at Yummy and we were all kind of like, what? This is so random. But then we were like, you know what? Let's do a meet and greet.
See what they've done there?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
It also rhymes with summer treat.
Summer treat, meet and greet. That's right. So we're going to do it this Friday.
Not for vegans.
No, well, it's not for vegans, but we do have some people coming who have said things like, you know, I eat meat, but my partner doesn't. Will there be anything there for them?
So
we're going to make sure. Yummy is very inclusive. So we're actually, when I leave here, we're actually going to have a discussion about what the best option is.
Vegan bacon. Sausages.
Snot burger.
I was thinking we might contact Friends of the Earth and see if we can organize some little... Stop it. We're doing nice things. or we might see if there's anywhere local that has some little salads and things that we can have. Because we're doing it because it's an opportunity for us to do something that will help us raise funds for, you know, covering the cost of venue hire, which is, as every artist knows, it's expensive.
How is it free? So hang on, the punter eats meat for free.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get the money?
From the company.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not mention them. But okay. Well, that's interesting.
Mm. Yeah, it's just all we have to do is get
60
people.
They pay you to get people to eat meat.
Yeah. And I mean, whenever do you have the opportunity to say...
That sounds shifty.
Oh, it's not shifty. It's not shifty.
If you want to go and see how shifty that is, what's the venue for the meet and greet?
It's at the Melba Spiegel tent. It's in the parking lot.
Yeah, no. Sounds shifty.
It isn't shifty. It's nice. It's nice. But we're doing it because...
The meat's cooked?
No, it's going to be raw meat. No,
there you go. You heard it here first.
No, it's going to be cooked meat. Stop making it sound bad. It's going to be nice. We're putting in... Because we don't get that many opportunities to do things where we can simultaneously do something free with the public and people and our fans and family who we love dearly.
Mm.
We don't get that much time to see people and interact with them for a length of time.
It's cute. It's a cute idea. I take it back.
Thank you.
So it's before your show tomorrow night.
It's before the show,
So you can come and have your fill of offal and then into the tent.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we'll as I said, we'll try and make sure that it's inclusive for people who, you know, want to come down and say hi but can't do the tasting.
Pack of twisties.
Stop it!
You can book tickets to see Yummy at midsummer.org.au. Tonight's show is 7:30 at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, 35 Johnson Street, Collingwood. Tickets are $20 or $25. I think that's all the details you need.
And just to finish about the meet and greet.
Mm. White meat or red meat?
If you want to come to the meet and greet before Summer Treats on Friday, you just have to email yummytheshow. Oh, sorry, I hit the mic. You just have to email yummytheshow, one word, at gmail.com.
Mm.
And just let us know what time you want to come.
And they'll send back their food handling certificates.
That's right.
Stop.
And then you just put in the reline on that email yummytheshow@gmail.com and put meet me.
Mm. Meet me.
Or that words to
good.
That effect.
That sounds good.
Benny Lola, thanks for your time. Good luck with the show tonight and tomorrow night.
Thanks. Thanks for being so mean to me.
Big friend of Joy. We're so mean to her. Why are we so mean?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.